This is episode 300 of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Jeremy, Ingrid, and other great people like Colin and Danelle that I have met through Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, and a reason why I have done this podcast 300 times. 813-902-3576. They are your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area for a free consult. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Joey, one of my best friends in the world, director of golf at the Downs Golf Practice Facility. That is Tampa Bay Downs, the longtime stomping grounds of the great Chris Thomas. Junior golf camps continue for summer. Upcoming dates, the week of June 24th, the week of July 8th, July 15th, July 22nd, July 29th, and the final week of camp is August 5th. Sign-up required. Cost is just $150 per week. Includes snacks and drinks all week, a pizza party with prizes and awards on Thursday. The camp is Monday through Thursdays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Joey, Jacob, and the staff there do a really good job. It's ages 6 through 13, boys and girls. To sign up, visit TampaBayDowns.com/golf, TampaBayDowns.com/golf, or Eventbrite.com. If you have any specific questions about the camp, email me at ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. As I said on the previous podcast, how can Todd be promoting a kids camp? He doesn't know anything about camps. Yeah, kids. Yeah, well, I know when they're done wrong, and I know when they're done right, and I've been around this camp for almost 10 years, visiting the Downs in the summertime. And I've had great kids of women I know in the camp. They've had fun. Yeah. I wouldn't be talking about it or promoting it if your kids wouldn't have a golf good time. A little interest in golf would help. You know, a little attention span there would help. Getting right into it. So, yeah, this is episode 300. For months, I've considered various arcs to go on the 300th episode. And what I've come back to was, why don't I just talk about how this all happened? Some of you know the story, some of you don't. Because recently I was asked in a personal setting how this happened, and I thought, you know what? I haven't told this story in a while. First, I want you to all know how much I appreciate your ears. It's something I said when I was doing local radio on Sports Radio 910 in Tampa Bay in the early to mid 1990s, and then on to Orlando for a while, and then back to Tampa. And then I got the call, right? I got the call. I go to ESPN. I make the most of that opportunity for three multi-year contracts before I was a little worn out on the travel and the time commitment and some other things that I could have done better. The people I met there, the shows I did at Disney, I've spent parts of the last 2 weeks at Disney. My studio doesn't exist there anymore at the ESPN Club on Disney's Boardwalk in Lake Buena Vista. But then move on to Sporting News Radio, Craig Larson giving me the same opportunity that Drew Hayes and Len Weiner gave me at ESPN. Craig and I just talked recently. I was there nearly 10 years, not quite as long as ESPN. And then after that, we tried something in Tampa Bay. Trust me, I wanted to, and some people knew this, that after I got done doing national radio, if I could have come back to Tampa Bay and done a two-hour midday show and done it how I thought it should be done, I wanted to do it, and part of me still wants to do it, but it didn't work out. Some people promised me some things that they couldn't deliver, and for some of those people, it wasn't their fault, because there were people above them that said, no, we're going to do it a different way. And I think I reached a point in my life where I was like, you know what? I have the right to say no professionally to anything at this point. So I'll just say no. And we'll find something else to do. And that something else was golf. But around that time that I started hosting golf tournaments, and you know, a little before that, when my friend, our friend, the great Steve Dumig, was on afternoons, and I would fill in for him on, I guess it wasn't called the Sports Animal by then, but on WDAE, and good people like John Vollmar and later John Mamola would let me come in even though I wasn't an employee, because they just respected, I knew how to do the job. They respected my friendship with Steve, with Derek Sharp, who was with the station for a long time, one of my best friends in the world for life. So I would come in and guest host. And around that, you know, the Joe Bucks fan guys would do, what, an hour with Steve on a regular basis. And Steve and the Joe Bucks fan guys did some fun radio. And I only knew the JoeBucksFan.com guys through listening to Steve. But apparently they knew me. So there were some days, I think this is once we had made the transition, I forget who was in charge at DAE at the time, whether it was still John Vollmar or we had gone to John Mamola. And when I was asked to come in, said, you know, hey, and they would try to maintain some stability with what was normally done, whether it was this guest is on, can you read this liner, or we normally have this guest, can you do it? And in most cases, I said yes, because the show wasn't about me. It was about, you know, just sort of keeping things going. It was Steve's show. And if people were tuning in for a particular guest, then have the guest on. And one day it was the JoeBucksFan.com guys. And so I did it with them. We had a good time. And I remember we walked out to the parking lot and as we're saying goodbye, and I told them, I said, look, you know, you guys have done great with the website. Really respect the work you've done. And they shared a similar opinion of me and just, you know, kind of said, you know, what are you doing? And I said, I'm still trying to figure that out. So this was a while ago. And they asked me about whether it was that day or a day later or, you know, somewhere later on the calendar, you know, have you ever thought about doing podcasts? And at this point, I didn't really know what podcasts were. I thought it was all I saw was another, it wasn't a radio commitment, but another commitment to doing what I considered radio content. And I kind of blew the JoeBucksFan.com guys off and said, no, I don't have any interest in that. And they said, well, you might like it. And if you're interested, we'd be interested. Somewhere then along the way, it might have been a whole nother football season later, we did another segment together in the absence of the big dog, that particular show. And I said to them, I said, hey, I said, I know and respect what you do covering the Buccaneers and the NFL. I said, but where's your fantasy football content on your website? And they rolled their eyes and were like, we hate fantasy football. And I said, well, you can hate it, but it's not going away. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And somewhere out of those two conversations, which were totally separate, them trying to convince me to do a podcast and me trying to convince them to acknowledge the existence of fantasy football and that there was a fan base on JoeBucksFan.com that wanted answers to fantasy football questions. We combined the two ideas and thus became the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which looks like it's headed into its ninth year, right? Ninth? Eighth or ninth? I think it's nine. One, two, three, four. Yeah, I think it's nine. On JoeBucksFan.com, hoping to return sometime late July or in August. That was the initial, huh? kind of, all right, Todd, you handle our fantasy football business because we don't want to do it. But in exchange, you do a podcast for us and we have you as part of the JoeBucksFan.com family. That's how this all started. And from there, you know, we're nearly 10 years in, sort of like my golf tournaments, nearly 10 years in. I've done Lightning playoff podcasts. I've done other Bucks Bulletin specific fantasy podcasts. And then last year we launched the Todd Wright Survivor Football podcast, which with Brandon Legal Group's help, I'll bring back for season two. That was fun to do as more and more people play in Survivor Football leagues, trying to pick one winner each week and see how deep they can go. And then there's this one, which it has no boundaries. It has no subject matter. It's what JoeBucksFan.com said I could do in the first place, which is you can do whatever you want. I've had a lot of radio or media people say that to me over the years. Most of the time, it's not true. It was one of the selling points on me doing All Night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio. And you know what? We did do a lot of whatever we wanted, but we got pushback on some things, right or wrong. And then when I wanted to do that two-hour midday show after getting away from national radio, there were some of those promises that weren't kept either. JoeBucksFan.com kept the promises. And not only on what they said they would do for me, but how I could do it, providing me with the necessary assistance to get it done and having my back. So the Todd Wright Toddcast hits 300 episodes, and at best count, so 8 seasons of fantasy football podcast, multiple years of Lightning playoff podcast, 1 year of the Survivor football podcast. Honestly, I've probably done somewhere between, somewhere around 750 total podcasts that have been generated via JoeBucksFan.com and available on other platforms. But this is the 300th with no walls, with no subject. It's just whatever I wanted to talk about. And with the help of not only JoeBucksFan.com, but Brandon Legal Group, Tampa Bay Downs Golf and Practice Facility, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, Pin Chasers, golf clubs that host my events, West Chase Golf Club, Plantation Palms Golf and Golf Club. They've kept this thing going because it's put a little money in my pocket, which helps make this worth my while. The thing that makes it most worth my while is that you listen to it. So the fact that this is number 300 of the grander scheme of whatever, 700, 750, 800 that I've done, something that I said I'd never do, and I was wrong. But that's how it all started. I don't know how much longer I'll do this. I'm saying this to my golfers also. I'm coming up on my 10th year of hosting golfing events, of golf tournaments, low-priced, well-organized, fun golf tournaments with unique formats on good golf courses in the greater Tampa Bay area. 10 years is a long time, in my opinion. I'm not saying it's too long, but it's a long time. And the fact that I've done the golf tournaments and the podcast simultaneously has occupied necessary time in my life that otherwise, I don't know. I might have driven myself crazy. I might have driven some other people crazy. I might have gotten into trouble. Who knows? I might have made some more bad decisions than I normally make. But this and the Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments have meant a lot to me. So thanks for listening. I don't know if we'll make 400 episodes of this podcast. I can promise you there'll be another one or two. But the great part is I can stop doing this pretty much whenever I want. Just like I can stop hosting the golf tournaments whenever I want. Why would I do it? When the cons outweigh the pros. That's how I make decisions in life. Is there more of a benefit for me to do something, or is there not? And if I determine there's not, then I'm less likely to do it. And that happens in my everyday life, and it happens with these. So this isn't goodbye. This is more about how it all started. So at some point, it's going to come to an end. And for those of you that listen, you're not the group that's saying, well, thank God, because, you know, there are people out there who hope I go away. Well, as a great friend told me recently, don't take things too personally. I don't. And I get enjoyment from doing this, whether I'm talking football or whether I'm off on a tangent or I'm talking golf or pop culture or hockey, what have you. So thanks. 300's a lot. And when you combine it with all the other podcasts I've done via JoeBucksFan.com that have gotten out on other platforms on various sports topics and subjects, and the number grows to 700, 750, 800, whatever it is. It's a lot, considering I never wanted to do it in the first place. I'm glad I did. And thanks for listening. And like I said, reach out to me via email. Let me know you're listening. If there's something you want me to talk about, let me know. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com or ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Either is fine for these purposes. I appreciate your ears. Now, then, forever. Kind of sounds like the lead into a WWE show. So that's episode 300. Not too negative. Not too fluffy. Just kind of how we got here. Where we go from here, I guess we'll figure it out. The Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, 813-902-3576, and the Downs Golf Practice Facility. Sign up for their junior golf summer camps, ages 6 through 13, TampaBayDowns.com/golf or Eventbrite.com. Thank you for listening.